Ringel's district art and social emotional learning teacher at Evergreen Elementary, Tawny Crowley, has been helping students make clothes. But these clothes aren't for every day. They're made from temporary materials for the Title I Wearable Art Show to represent Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian culture. The kindergarten through fifth graders spent a month studying and learning about regalia while developing their textile artistic skills.
Each piece tells a story about its artist, but also about the cultural items which served as inspiration for each student's project. So for example, Mrs. Clark brought in her and her daughter's octopus bags for the students to view up close, and Miss Davies also brought in her cedar hat for the fifth graders to look at up close.
Crowley says the show was a huge success with over 100 people in attendance. A high school class also visited the budding fashionistas.
We also invited community members, if they would like to wear their own personal regalia. So we did have some students up there, including Leah, who wore her own personal regalia and held her project. So that was really cool to get to see those up close as well.
At the school board meeting, Crowley points to some of the wearable art hung up on the wall and introduces some of her students wearing their creations. First grader Claire Hudson wears her Chilkat blanket.
So Claire is modeling the Chilkat blankets that first grade made by weaving butcher paper. And we tried to make these mock Chilkat blankets, which are some of the most difficult blankets that can be made. She was so courageous to come down here and model it for you guys.
Fifth grader Haley Gablehouse shows the board her paper mache cedar hat.
If you want to do the paper mache, you have to work quickly or the paper mache won't stick.
She says her favorite part of the project was painting it so it looks woven. She says that when the class was learning about formline art, she recognized some artwork from postcards at Ringel's Nolan Center, which intrigued her. After Gablehouse, third grader Leah Gillen shows the board her paper felt vest. She says something new for her was learning how to sew the shoulders of the vest together.
I chose the giving hand because I like being kind and nice to other people, and I want people to see that crest on my back.
Fourth grader Jessica Schlotzhauer made a raven's tail apron.
My favorite part was when we painted, and I also really liked the tassels because they added some pretty detail. The most difficult part was also the painting because the lines were very close together. I also learned that
Ringel's tail is very old. Not all the students who made wearable art presented to the school board, but board members thanked those who did. Crowley is unsure if the wearable art show will be an annual event, but she hopes it will. She says representing Native culture has been a developing goal over the last few years for her and other teachers. She says Tlingit and Haida Head Start collaborated on the art show as well. In Ringel, I'm Colette Zarnicki.